A new analysis of DNR data by researchers at UW-Madison finds that the level of radium in Wisconsin's groundwater went up between 2000 and 2018. That's causing local governments to devote more attention and money to treating their water to meet federal safety standards. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She joins us from our studio there. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Can you start us off with a quick radium 101? What is it and why do we worry about it?
Yeah. So radium is a naturally occurring radioactive metal, and it can be concerning because it can cause harmful health effects if you're exposed at high levels over long periods of time. Some of the harmful health effects that it could cause would include anemia, cataracts, or bone cancer.
And this, a lot of times when we talk about water pollution, it's stuff that humans emitted. As you said, this is naturally occurring, and then it ends up in the water that we're pulling up out of the ground, right?
Yeah. It can be found in rock, soil, or water, or other elements. But basically, it's becoming a problem here in Wisconsin because it's found naturally in rocks and because of the geology of our state. And so researchers looked at this aquifer underlying basically the southern two-thirds of the state. And basically, it's unique geologically where they have this thick shale layer that separates or limits interaction between the surface water and the groundwater below. And so that groundwater really has an opportunity to sit there for a long time and more of a chance to interact with all the rocks that are down there. And so there's more opportunity for things to dissolve, and it's more prone to having higher levels of radium.
Now, before people panic, because we're finding this radium in the groundwater, it doesn't necessarily mean it's in the tap when you turn it on.
No, because what they sampled, the researchers sampled, was water from public water supply wells. And what's in these wells is not necessarily what makes it to the tap, because anytime the levels approach that standard that could be concerning, which is 5 picocuries per liter, they have to treat for that to remove radium. So what's in those wells is not necessarily what's making it to tap water.
But what happens as those levels go up in the groundwater, does that mean it's more difficult and or expensive for that local treatment facility to get that radium out before it gets to us?
Yeah, so that's kind of what they're looking at here, because what they saw is that these levels went up in the eastern part of the state, kind of in that radium belt along the Lake Michigan shoreline, from 5.5 to 7.9 picocuries per liter. And a picocurie is a really small amount of radioactivity. It's basically like a trillionth of a gram of radium. But that's how they measure it in water. And the EPA has set a standard that you shouldn't have more than 5 picocuries per liter of radium in your water. And so basically they're saying that communities could see more of a potential to have to treat for this if the radium levels keep going up. So it's kind of a heads up for water utilities that this is something that might need to watch for. And, you know, this could be a bigger problem for smaller communities that have fewer resources than bigger cities to treat for this.
And then the mystery here, I guess, is why radium levels are going up in groundwater. What are some of the ideas that researchers are talking about?
Yeah, so a couple of factors that they think are playing a role in this are just the wet conditions that we've had in the last decade or so. Basically, they think that there's been less groundwater pumping because we've seen a lot of rising of the water table. Another factor is that as we've seen other types of concerns related to contaminants like nitrates from fertilizer or, you know, emerging contaminants like PFAS, communities are looking to drill their municipal wells deeper. And as they're looking to escape one type of contaminant, unfortunately, they're encountering another.
Now, this is new news for a lot of the state. One place where radium is an old news story and ongoing is Waukesha. They've actually, they're working on tapping into a whole new source of water to avoid radium, right?
Right, yeah. They initially started looking into their high radium levels a long time ago. And so what they found was that there was a decline in their drinking water source there, a decline in the aquifer, and that's exacerbating those high levels of radium. So they sought permission from the Great Lakes governors to be able to divert 8.2 million gallons of water from Lake Michigan to replace their drinking water source. And now they're moving forward with a project to build a $286 million water diversion, which involves the construction of pipelines that draw water from the city of Milwaukee and return it after treatment to the Root River, which flows into Lake Michigan. And that's all in an effort to address their radium levels there.
Right. So, Danny, as we wrap up, we've got this research showing higher levels of radium in our groundwater. Again, not in our tap water yet. But what's next in this story, either for research or for what local governments are going to do about this?
Well, I think the next thing that they would like to take more of a look at is exactly what played a role in the increase. You know, was it those wet conditions and was it the, you know, well construction practices that really caused these the increase in the levels? You know, what is it that's prompting the increase, and will that be something to look for in the future?
Danielle, we'll keep watching for that. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked to us about data showing radium levels in Wisconsin's groundwater have gone up over the last 20 years, especially in the eastern part of the state.